this day, and we'll trust the Lord to help us look here in the Word of God, Ephesians chapter 6. I'm going to probably turn to Proverbs. I don't know how far I'll get in Ephesians this morning. Maybe just whatever the Lord wants. I'll try to say something here that might help us, instruct us from the Word of God. Please don't hear, it ain't what I say, it's what God says. May He help our hearts this morning. I'm going to look in Ephesians chapter 6. And I'm going to look in Proverbs this morning, and may be there the majority of the time. I think it's very important what God puts a lot of weight on what He's saying here in Ephesians. Verse number one, in chapter five, he just spoke about that great mystery, Brother Hyde, of Christ in His church and a husband and a wife. And I think he puts a heavy weight and a lot of importance on the husband and wife because, again, he made reference to him and his church. And there's a position there, I blank, of Christ. He's the head of the church. And, of course, he's the bridegroom and we're the bride. And there's a position that God has set up in a husband and wife, that relationship. And he said to husbands, love your wives as Christ loved the church. He told the wives to obey your husband, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord. And the scripture even one place, Brother Hyde, and I'm not going to turn there this morning, but the scripture even, you bear with me, I'm paraphrasing, but the scripture even speaks of to a wife that husband, that he is as God to you if you're following him as unto the Lord. There's direction there. There's leadership that God set up. And, of course, Christ loved his church so much that he gave himself. He died for him. And a husband's to do that for his wife. He's to love her that much. And he said it's a great mystery. He spoke about that. And he's going on here. And here's still in the family. He said, children, I'm gonna say a few things, and you bear with me. And if you don't necessarily agree with me, but that's okay. May the Lord help you and help me both. And just if you just hear me out, I appreciate it this morning. May the God of heaven help us, children. He said, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now notice this. Yet children, he is saying children here, and I know there's an age breakdown of children, but I don't know that, and I think this is right. I'm 57 years old, and I have a mother that's living, and I'm not under the direction of God to necessarily obey her like I was when I was a child living at her house. I understand and know that. Hear me out. I agree with that 100%. I understand and know that. I know that you get married, and a man will leave his mother, his father and his mother, and cleave to his wife. And they too shall become one. I understand that. I agree with it. I believe it by the help and grace of God. It's the absolute truth. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now notice this. He spoke about, Brother Hyde, a husband will love the wife as Christ loved the church. And the wife is to submit to the husband as unto the Lord. And he said here, the children are to obey your parents. He said, obey your parents in the Lord. Well, this is right. Y'all see where the center of all this is Christ. Whether it be the husband, whether it be the wife, whether it be the children, he said, in the Lord. He said, obey your parents in the Lord. He said, for this is right. Now, there's parents in here. There's no children as of age. There's a babe in here, but there's no children if you're looking at it as an age that's sitting in this room here this morning. But there is parents and there's husbands and wives, and I want to say this, it's right. It's right for them to obey you in the Lord. It's always right. It's never right. It's never right, Brother Hyde, for a child to disobey their parents. I did it, Brother Hyde, as a child living at home. You did it. But it was not right. It was not right, and there was correction towards that. Why was there correction towards that? Because it was not right. He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord. He said, for this is right. God said, this is right. So outside of that, disobedience being the opposite of obedience would have to be wrong. If obedience is right, disobedience is wrong. Obedience to God, Brother Hyde, is right. disobedience to God is wrong. There's a teaching here going on. That's life. It's beyond. Listen, this teaching is going to go beyond that childhood age, Brother Jonathan. It's going to go beyond that. It's going to go beyond that. You're married now, and you're your own man, and you're not a child no more. But and you're not under that so of age obedience law like to your mom and dad like you were when you're at home. But that teaching's gone on in you now that you're not a child. And you're an adult, thank God, that teaching has gone on, and it goes on throughout your life, but it's done when you're a child. You cannot bend a tree when it's 15 years old. You'll never straighten it up. Try it. It won't happen. It will not happen. If you don't straighten it when it's young, it will not. If it gets old enough, there's a point that, I know God's God, Brother Hyde, and He's beyond everything, and He can do what He wants to when He wants to. He can straighten a man up when he's 80 years old just as good as he can when he's 8, if he so chooses. I understand, know that, but He gives instruction here, and He said, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Now notice this. Here's what I'm going to get to, verse number 2, and I'm going to turn to Proverbs, and I don't know how far I'll get. And He said this, and I want to give you something that's real in my own life. And the God of heaven's helped. He said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. He said in verse 3, that it may be well with thee, and thou mayest live long on the earth. Now, I think this is right. If you don't, it's okay. I won't debate with you. You can look it up. You can study it out yourself in the scripture and listen to what God has to say. That's all I know. That's all I know to tell you. He said, honor thy father and mother, which is the first commandment. I know he's supposed to start out as children, listen, but there's never a time that you're not your parents' child. You're not a child, but you're their child. Ain't that right? I'm 57 years old. I'm not no child, Miss Linda. But I'm still my mom and dad's child. My dad's not living. I'm still my mom's child. I always will be. There's nothing going to change that. This commandment in verse number 2, I'm still under today. I'm still under it. You're still under it, Jonathan, to honor your father and your mother. There's no getting out from under that. Don't want to be. It's a command of God. And I want to say to you this morning, listen, appreciate your parents. Appreciate your parents. August the 12th, I'm going to say this, Brother Hyde, and I'm going to move on, but I'm going to tell you there's value in it. I'm going to tell you what God has to say about it. August the 12th this year, my dad had been dead 32 years, Brother Hyde, and I'd pay a high price to sit down and talk to him. Oh, yeah. I'd pay a high price. I don't know of anything I have in this world that I would not give, Sister Linda, to sit down and talk to him. Just one more time. I would with Daniel, too. My dad had been, I'm talking about my father right now, my dad. I'd pay a lot, Brother Hyde, to sit down and talk to him. Just to see him one more time, to sit down and talk to him. In the summer of 1990, my daddy was going in to have surgery for cancer, which they ended up taking his stomach out. And before he went in, Brother Hyatt, before they took him in and put him under, he grabbed me and my brother by the hand. He said, I want y'all to promise me something. I know what he's going to say. If I don't make it, I want y'all to promise you to take care of your mama. I promised them both that day, Sister Linda, not just my daddy. I made a promise to my daddy and my mama, which I'd have done that if my daddy hadn't asked me to do that. It's right. I say, listen, when he had his surgery, I was not saved by the grace of God. God was dealing with my heart. He died in 91. He had that surgery in the summer of 1990, Brother Hyde. God saved me in September. I was not saved by the grace of God. God was dealing with my heart, Sister Linda. That was after God done spoke to my heart. But listen, that promise was made. That promise was made to both of them. And to this day, by the help and grace of God, listen, I'm going to take care of my mama. I'm going to honor her, Brother Hyde. I am not out from under that commandment of God because I'm 57 years old, because I'm not of a child's age. God's commanded me to honor. He said to honor thy father and mother. He said, which is the first commandment. He said, with promise. The promise is that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long, that thou mayest live long on the earth. There's a promise, Sister Leonard. There's a promise of the hedge of God, looks to me like. If a man will do that, and I know some people go out young, and they go out young and they go out early in life, and that's God's business, Brother Hyde. But I would tend to say, I think this is right. I don't have no statistic on it. Don't need it. Don't want it. God ain't in statistics no how. He ain't bound by them. He ain't held by them. There's nothing holds the hand of God. But I'll tell you this much. There's probably a lot that's gone out at a young age because of failure to do this right here. I can only take the promise of God, what He gives me, Brother Hyde. And there's a promise of God. I think this is involved, church, this morning. This command of God is involved in you living out the days that God's give you. I'm not saying I can say, listen, you can't retain the spirit in the day of death. When God takes your breath, He takes it. I understand, know that. It's done and over with. I get that, but this is a command of God, brother Todd, and to me, I see, there's a hedge or safety, there's security of God that's involved in this. If a person will do this, a man will do this, a lady will do this, a child will do this, I'll always be my mama's child. And I'm to honor her, Sister Linda, as long as she's living, and I'm to honor her after she's not living. I still honor my daddy. I try to. I'll say again, I'd pay a high price to sit down and talk to him. I ain't seen him in 32 years, Brother Hyde, on this earth. And I tell you this, I don't know of anything that I wouldn't give up to be able to sit down and just have a day with him. I'd give it up. You want my bank account? You want my cars? You want my motorcycle? I'd give anything that I possess, this mine, this my possession, I'd give it up. To be able to do that. If you got parents that are still living this morning, say some sitting in here that do, not necessarily all both parents, Brother Aaron, you still got a mom. Your daddy's gone on. You still got a mom. Honor her. Cherish her. Thank God. Now listen, in Ephesians, let me look back there. I want to show you something in Ephesians. And then we're going to look in Proverbs. If you want to turn there, you can. If you don't, that's all right. Just listen to what God has to say concerning the child and the parents. I'll say again, there's no children sitting here in this room this morning. But it can be taught to children, and you can do this yourself. It's a command to you. It's a command. When he said, honor thy father, thy mother, listen what honor means. This is what the word honor means. To prize. It's a prize. That's what it means, a prize, to prize. It says, it means to value of the highest degree. That's what honor means. That it's of a high price, it's a value of highest degree, and it means, Brother Hyde, to esteem most precious. That's what honor means. That's what it means. Honor and obey don't mean the same thing. I'm under that, Sister Linda. I'm bound to that by Almighty God. Listen, when God gives command, I say this sometimes concerning my mom, but when God gives a command, it's not optional, it's not a choice. You say, Brother Keith, you ever broke the command of God? Yeah, I'm guilty. What I'm saying is it ain't optional before God. If He gives me a command, Brother Hyde, it's not optional. A command is not a request. God ain't requesting nothing of nobody and begging nobody. He commands. Right. He lays the truth out there, Brother Hyde. He said you must repent. He's not requesting that you repent. He's commanding that you repent. Right. He's not requesting that you be born again. He said you must be born again. That's a command. There's no option in that, Sister Linda. Man's born again or they're not. There's no option in that. There's no going to be no option when somebody stands before God. You're either in Christ or you're not. There's no option, no other option. There's nothing there. That's the way it is. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. The means singular. There's no option to that. There's no option to the command of God when he said that we're to honor our father and our mother. He said it's the first commandment with promise that it may be well with thee. Thou mayest live longer on the earth. We're to prize them. We're to have them. We're value of highest degree. We're to esteem them most precious. That's the command of God. I'm going to look in Proverbs. I'm going to read some scripture. If you want to turn there, you can. If not, I'm going to read it. Not going to say a whole lot about every verse. I'm just going to read some scripture. Proverbs 1, verse number 8. This deals with children, Brother Hyatt, children of children age. And Proverbs deals with children that are not of children age. If I can put it that way. Proverbs does. This is written by Solomon, son of David, king of Israel. This is written by a man, Brother Hyde, that sought after wisdom and looks to me like that God gave it to him. He had it because God gave it. That's what he wanted. He didn't want everything else, but he sought after and he asked for wisdom. He said this in Proverbs chapter 1 and verse number 7. He said, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father. Notice this, and forsake not the law of thy mother. For they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head and chains about thy neck. Now, I want to ask y'all something this morning. I know what I believe. I know what God showed me. Verse 7, verse number 9. You say, well, is that dealing with a child? Well, I want to ask you this. When do you outgrow what he said there? When do you outgrow that? I'm not talking about obedience. He said here in the Word of God, he said, my son, hear the instruction of thy father. Brother Aaron, your daddy's passed on and gone on. You still should hear the instruction of thy father. He said, hear it. He didn't say obey here, but he said, hear it. You're not a child. You're not of a child's age no more. You're not living under your mom and daddy's own roof, but he said to hear it. He said, hear the instruction of thy father and forsake not the law of thy mother. He said, there'll be an ornament of grace under thy head and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. That's what I'm talking about, Brother Jonathan. It's still in you. You live on through that. You live life through that, thank God. And you still hear the instruction of your father and forsake not the law of thy mother. That's an ongoing in life. That doesn't run out at a certain age. It's not that you reach age 15 or 12 or whatever age you want to say as a child and an adolescent, an infant, and a toddler. I understand that man's put a tag and a number on that, Brother Hyde. I'm not so sure that that's even right. But I, in the eyes of God, I understand, Brother Hyde, that I'm not a child. I get that. I understand that. But I do not believe that I've outgrown this by age of what he's commanding here in Proverbs. I still hear instruction from my daddy. I still hear it, Brother Hyde. I still hear it as a child. And in my life, until he passed away, I still hear the instruction of my father. It still goes on in my life today. Right, brother, you still live under instruction that your father gave you when he was raising you. I'm not saying that you're under that. I understand, Brother Hyatt, we're grown up now. We're not living there at that household, but that instruction lives on in you. You're still under that. You still hear that. You still hear that instruction. You still forsake not the law of thy mother. There's laws. I'm saying this. There's laws. There's commandments. There's a way of life. There's instruction that your mama gave you teaching, Brother Hyatt, that you still have in you today. You've not forsook it. You've not forsook it. You don't outgrow this, Sister Linda. This is not an age thing. It's commanded of God that we're to do that, and the protection is, he said, there'll be an ornament of grace. Over there in Ephesians, he said, thou mayest live long on the earth. Right here, he's saying in this scripture, he said, there'll be an ornament of grace under thy head and chains about thy neck. That's the ornament and chains of God, thank God, that's about you. That, listen, there's protection. There's the hand of God in that. When we follow this, Sister Linda, there's a blessing of God. Did you say that mean I'm going to live to be 150 years old? No. I don't want to, no how. Not the way this body's going to corruption. It'll never make it that far, Sister Linda. It'll be fell apart long before then. I found out, told Brother Hyde, I found out yesterday trying to do something like I did when I was a young man. And I about got too hot and had to lay out on the ground in the shade. And Brother Jonathan, he was talking about he did. It sounded like he did a whole lot more than me. He's a young man. He can do it. He can do it. You just can't do it. But listen, you don't outgrow this. And the hedge of God, the protection of God is upon you. Look in Proverbs chapter 4. I mean, God puts a high weight on this is what I'm trying to tell you this morning. He has a lot to say about it. And he has a lot to say in the book of Proverbs, Brother Hyatt, which is an instructional, if I can say it this way, it is an everyday living instructional book. The book of Proverbs. It is practical, applicable, everyday living book. Proverbs chapter 4, verse number 1. Hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. Hosea. For I give you good doctrine, forsake ye not my law. For I was my father's son, tender, only beloved in the sight of my mother. He taught me also, and said unto me, let thine heart retain my words, keep my commandments, and live. Now, I understand we can go into this, Brother Hyatt, and we can keep the commands of God and live. I understand this. There's two things here. But he's saying, hear, ye children, the instruction of a father, and attend to no understanding. He said, forsake ye not my law. Listen, Brother Aaron, to hear the instruction of your father, hear me out now, that is the law of God. Because that's the command of God. To forsake not the law of your mother, that is the law of God because that's the command of God. He said to hear and forsake not. Hear and forsake not. That's why it's important, Brother Jonathan, you got a child now. And we'll get there. But if you teach that child right, according to the scripture, Brother Hyatt, he will not depart from it. If you train up a child in the way he should go, you raise him up in the knowledge and wisdom of God, then he will not depart from it. That does not say that he can't go astray and step away from God. That's not saying that. He'll never get away from that. You'll never get away from it, Brother Hyatt. As long as you live, good or bad, as long as you live, you never will get away out from under or depart from the instruction that your father and mother gave you coming up. You never will get away from it. You'll never depart from it. You can't. It's in you. It's in you. Jonathan, you got things in you that Brother Todd and Sister Jennifer, they put in you and they raise you up. You'll never depart from that. And when it's good and it's right, they won't depart from it. Hey, sinners need to be saved by the grace of God, Sister Linda. They're not saved because you raised them right. They're still going to have to come to God, Brother Hyatt. They're still going to have to repent. They're still going to have to, thank God, call on the Lord Jesus Christ for the saving of their soul. I understand and get that. But they'll not get away from the way you raised them. They'll not get away from the instruction. They cannot depart from that. It's in them. That's why it's important to do that. That's why he's saying here, he said, you children, hear the instruction of a father. Hear it, thank God, hear it. Honor, he said, honor thy father and thy mother. Proverbs chapter 6. Why you say, Brother Key, why are you going into it? Because God's got a lot to say about it. And listen, we're children of God this morning. I understand, know that. But Brother Hyde, we're children also. We're children, thank God. We're children of our parents. There's no age on that. There's age on a child, but there's no age on children. Notice this, Proverbs chapter 6, in verse 20. He said, "My son, keep thy father's commandment." Here it is again. "And forsake not the law of thy mother." That sounds awful familiar, don't it? He said, "Bind them continually upon thy heart and tie them about thy neck." Notice this. "When thou goest, it shall lead thee. When thou sleepest, it shall keep thee. And when thou awakest, it shall talk with thee. For the commandment is a lamp, and the law is light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life." That's what God said. That's what God said. Honor, esteem them of high value. Hear the word. Hear the instruction. Hear the commandment of the father. Forsake not the law of the mother. He tells you there what they are. The commandment is a lamp, and the law is the light. And reproofs of instruction are the way of life. That's what that takes the meaning of, Brother Hyde. He's speaking here the father's commandment and the law of thy mother. Then he talks about what they will do. Basically, I'm going to paraphrase it. He said, they'll lead you, thank God, and they'll guide you. When you're sleeping, when you're awake, when you're walking, thank God, they'll lead you. That commandment, Brother Hyde, is like the lamp fixture. And that law is the wick that's burning that's got the light in it. That's what he's saying there. Children, my son, he said here in the Word of God, my son. Proverbs chapter 10, let's look there. I'm just going to read them, try to move through them pretty quick. Proverbs chapter 10. Proverbs chapter 10. Notice this, the Proverbs of Solomon, who had a lot of wisdom of God because he asked God for it and God gave it. He said, the Proverbs of Solomon, "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish son is the heaviness of his mother." Don't sound like much honoring going on there, does it? If a son is that way, Brother Jonathan, if a son is what he's saying in Proverbs 10, verse number 1, that sounds opposite to me of honoring that he said to do in Ephesians chapter 6. Look in Proverbs 15. We're going to get back to Ephesians. Proverbs 15, verse number 20. "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother." A wise son maketh a glad father. A wise son maketh a glad father. But a foolish man despiseth his mother. Now y'all know when God says man, when he says man in the Word of God, Brother Hyde, just so we're clear this morning, ladies, that includes you. He includes woman in that because she come from the man. Y'all understand, know that. We're clear. We know that this morning in the scripture, in the Word of God. He said, "A wise son maketh a glad father, but a foolish man despiseth his mother." He said, that's foolish. He says, foolish, that's foolish and you don't have a glad father. He said, it's foolish to despise your mother. God said that. He said, it's foolish to despise your mother. He said, that's fool. That's fool. That's foolish. Proverbs 19. Pretty tight on it, God is. To honor your father and mother. Proverbs 19, verse 25. "Smite a scorner, and the simple will beware, and reprove one that hath understanding, and he will understand knowledge." He said, if you reprove one that has understanding, then he'll understand knowledge. He that wasteth his father and chaseth away his mother is a son that causeth shame and bringeth reproach. "Cease, my son, to hear the instruction that causeth to err from the words of knowledge." We're in this, Brother Todd. We're in it. We're under it. We're in it. It's what God says. Proverbs 20 and verse number 20. Whoso curseth his father, Sister Linda, Ephesians said to honor your father and your mother. He said, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Now, you can study that out. I'm not going to go into it. I've looked in it a little bit. You can study it out for yourself, but that's what God said. Whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Proverbs 23. Proverbs 23, verse 22. Hearken unto thy father that begat thee, and despise not thy mother when she is old. Buy the truth and sell it not. Also wisdom and instruction and understanding. The father of the righteous shall greatly rejoice, and he that begetteth a wise child shall have joy of him. Thy father and thy mother shall be glad, and she that bare thee shall rejoice. What he said. Proverbs 28. Verse 24. Whoso robbeth his father or his mother and saith it is no transgression, the same is the companion of a destroyer. Ephesians said to honor him. Proverbs 29. Verse 15, the rod and reproof give wisdom, but a child left to himself bringeth his mother to shame. Verse 17, correct thy son and he shall give thee rest, yea, he shall give delight unto thy soul. He'll give you rest in them older days, and not just while you're raising him, but he'll give you rest in your older days, Brother Jonathan. Because he'll remember your commandment and he'll honor you, him, you and his mother. He said, listen, in Proverbs chapter 30, Proverbs chapter 30, verse 37, excuse me, verse 11. There is a generation, he says a lot here about generations. And he speaks about a lot about things. Verse number 11, there is a generation that curseth their father and doth not bless their mother. Now remember what he said, I just read it earlier. One that does that, curseth his father and his mother, he said, is as a foolish one. He said, that's foolish. That's being a fool. That's a foolish thing to do, to curse your father and your mother. He said, verse 17 of Proverbs 30, the eye that mocketh at his father and despiseth to obey his mother, the ravens of the valley shall pick it out, and the young eagles shall eat it. Now, Brother Hyatt, that's what a wise man of God that knew God, that's what he had to say about it. That's what God had to say about it through him. Now, I understand that not just Solomon's word. He was a wise man. But that's not Solomon's word. That's God's word. Solomon was a Brother Hyatt, Solomon was a man like Apostle Paul was. He was a man that God used and dictated, if I can put it that way, he dictated the word of God to Solomon, and Solomon wrote it down as God dictated. Y'all understand that? The folks, the people that wrote the Bible, Brother Hyatt, I'm not belittling nobody that had a hand in writing the Bible. They was God's men. I understand that. But if I can put it this way, don't misunderstand me. They were in essential the meat of what they're doing. They were taking down what God was giving them, yeah. Writing it down, putting it down on paper, pinning it down. God done put it in the heart, hid it in the heart. But they're writing it down. The epistles to the church, brother, it's Ephesians we're writing to. That ain't Paul's word. That's God's word. Right. It's not the word of the Apostle Paul. It's the word of God. That God gave him to write to the church at Ephesus, And he said here in the Word of God, he said the children to obey their parents. He said that you're to honor the father and mother's first commandment promise, that it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. What he said. He said, esteem them most precious. Hold them as the highest degree, value of highest degree, and they're a prize to be had. They're a prize to hold on to. They're a prize to hold. They're a prize to cherish. Something that you prize, you like to hold it and you cherish it. I'll say again, I pay a high price to talk to my daddy right now. And if you got a mom and daddy that's living, I'm telling you this, or a mama that's living, Brother Aaron, it makes no difference. I don't have a daddy, I got a mama. I'm telling you this much, they better be a high prize to you. God expects you to do that. God commands you to do that, to honor your father and your mother. You do not outgrow that, child of God. You sitting in here, you do not outgrow that. I think, Brother Hyatt, my daddy's been dead 32 years. I'm not out from under the commandment of God to honor my daddy. He's dead and gone. But I'm still to honor him. I'm still to have him of a high degree. I'm still to prize him, hold him that way, and see him as that way. And listen, if you do that, God knows, Sister Linda, if you follow this commandment, you'll do right by your mom and daddy. There's no question about that. But the root of it is the fruit of God, a fruit of the Spirit that God has got in you, Brother High. Why do you do right by your mom and daddy? Because you honor them. Because you do hold them of a high degree. You do esteem them a high price. You do appreciate them. You do love them. The doing right is a result of the root. The apple ain't in the ground, Sister Linda, the root is. The apple is nothing but what the root produced. That's all it is. It is not the root. It's not the life of the tree. The root is. Not the apple. Not the fruit, Brother Hyde. It's not the life of the tree. The root is. The grapes on the vine that are sweet is not the life of the vine. Jesus said, I'm the true vine. Well, he is the true vine and he's the root. He's the root of all life, Brother Hyde. My point is, you'll do right if you honor them. That's a command of God. He said, and ye fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in a nurture and admonition of the Lord. That provoke means, really, the word provoke and the word wrath really mean the same thing. They really mean to enrage or to anger. They both mean the same thing. To provoke, to wrath is to enrage or to anger, or to enrage unto anger. That's what it means. He said, don't do that. He's commanded, don't provoke them to wrath. He said, but bring them up in the nurture. I don't know if y'all ever look at this. I do a lot of times. That word, the word nurture, that's the only place in the Bible. It's the only verse in the Bible that's ever used, Sister Linda. I look at them words. They got some meaning. He said, provoke not your children out, but bring them up in the nurture. That nurture takes the meaning of tutoring, a tutorage, a training, a correction, an instruction. That's what it means, to nurture. It means all that. Tutoring, training, correction, instruction in the ways of life, in the ways of God, in the ways of right, what God's put in your heart and what he showed you, Brother Jonathan, and that's what you to show your son. That's what that means, a nurture, thank God. It does take the meaning of tutoring. A tutor is someone that teaches someone what they know that person doesn't know. You help them along. If you get a tutor to help you in school, they're helping you along in your schooling, in your grades, in your classes. Something you're struggling with, maybe they're a lot better at that class. Boy, I need a lot of it in English because I stunk at it. I just didn't like it and I didn't have no desire, Brother Hyde. That's one reason why I didn't do no better. I would have never been no English scholar, but I could have done a little better if I'd tried harder. But what I'm saying is a tutor is someone that knows, that has, Sister Linda, knowledge above what you have. And they're teaching you in what you desire to know, because you don't know it and they do. That's what he's saying here, Father. You're to tutor them. You're to nurture them, tutor and train them, correct them in instruction, he said, and in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Admonition means, really means attention to and rebuke and warning of the Lord. He said admonition of the Lord, but that takes the meaning of a warning of the Lord. Y'all can look it up for yourself. That's what it means. He said here in the Word of God, you're to nurture them, you're to tutor them, train them, correct them, instruct them, and bring their intention to and rebuke and warning of the Lord. That is a father's responsibility. That's what they're to do, thank God. And listen, if you do that in the right manner, Brother John, and if you do that in the right manner, then your son will honor you all the days of your life, just like you do your mom and dad. They'll do that. They'll do that. If you bring that up in them, they'll do that. If they're right with God, and they know God, and they come to know God, they'll do it. There's no option, Sister Linda. There's no option in this thing. None. No, he can disobey it. We can not do it. Just like any other commandment, Brother Hyde. A man can disobey God. He can disobey God. I've disobeyed him before. You've disobeyed. We've disobeyed God before. But now listen. When you do it, when I do it, just go and say, I disobeyed God. Ain't no excuse for it, because it ain't right. God done said it ain't right. He said, this is right. This is right. I'm to honor and cherish my mom, my dad. Jonathan, parents, raise them up in that way. They'll not depart from it. If you get it in them, they'll not depart from it. And God can use that, Brother Hatt. I'll say again. It did not save me. It did not save me. But I can tell y'all, look y'all, every one of you right in the eyeball and tell you the honest truth. Brother Hatt, when God started dealing with my heart, when he struck my heart, and I know that I was not saved by the grace of God. And the dealings of God are going on to bring me unto him and to bring you unto him. This is, I did not have to have a preacher, nor did I have a preacher, because I avoided you, Brother Hyde. I was running. Yeah. That's what you do when you're under the pressure of God.
Yeah.
You don't run to God. God draws you to him. You still ain't, a sinner still ain't running towards God. He'll get to that point. God will get him to that point. He'll run to God. But I was not running to God. But listen to me. When God started dealing my heart, I did not have to hear or have a preacher preach to me for my mother's voice to ring in my head and heart, for my daddy's voice to ring in my head and heart, for my grandmother's voice to ring in my head and heart. Them things started ringing, Brother Hyde. Brother Robert, Sister Liv, and other folks I was around, I started seeing things. Something here is different.
Right.
Like Brother Larry used to say, that used to think, despise and think some of the craziest people alive on the face of the earth. Well, when you're a sinner, you think that way.
Yeah.
You're a sinner, you think that way. You didn't understand the people of God until God saved you. I didn't either. God bless you. That's the Word of God.